Hey there, beautiful people. I'm Avis Boone. So glad to have you join me here on That's How We Roll, the podcast where we go behind the curtain, up on stage, or out in the world and talk with professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners, organization leaders, creatives, and artists about their business, their creativity, their goals, and about their lives. And hey, whatever else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'm really excited to have this guest with me today. This is definitely the time for a reset of the mind and body, and she is the one to help us through it. I'm talking about Beata Danowska. Beata is a certified mindset life coach. What is that, you ask? Well, she's gonna let us know. Beata is extremely passionate about guiding clients through life blocks and their struggle to find ultimate fulfillment. She helps her clients find their alignment, their purpose, and their passion, and teaches them how to take action. She accomplishes that through building confidence, self-esteem, emotional intelligence, setting healthy boundaries, creating healthy lifestyles, and alignment with intuition and goals. She now applies these lessons in her coaching program to help others avoid those unnecessary struggles and be more productive with their time. Her goal is to guide others to their highest potential. Her mission is to inspire millions to act with purpose and passion. So I'm so happy to have Beata here today. So welcome, Beata, and thank you so much for being here.
Avis, thank you. What a beautiful introduction. I'm really honored to be a part of your podcast. I am a huge fan. I've heard the episodes that you've done before. I honor the work that you do and how you invite women that actually want to make a difference in this world into conversations. So thank you. I'm really privileged and honored to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. So just how are you in life before we get started?
Oh my gosh, I am in a very exciting part of life. This is where most people freeze, you know, the freeze zone. I'm out of a regular job. I started working for myself. It's still, relatively new business for me. And I'm working on building, you know, how to build the business, and how to get clients, but also I am constantly working on myself. I'm in a constant growth mode ever since, you know, many, many years ago, but truly the last year was a very intensive sort of 24/7 growth and transformation time for me individually as a person, but also professionally as a coach. I've always wanted to do the life coaching. I've done, you know, helping people in my family and friend circles, but I really want to do it professionally, and many people encouraged me. So with the beginning of the pandemic, where most people were closed behind the doors and windows of their own homes, and so was I dove into that opportunity and started the action. So today I'm really excited because the brain doesn't understand the difference between fear and excitement. So I'm not going to say that I am fearful. I am going to stick with, I am so excited that I actually can do something different and new and challenging and something that drives me and excites me. How's that?
That is so awesome. You are inspiring me right at the moment. But before we get too far ahead, it is a time for a mind and body reset. And this year has really made us reshape our lives and our minds and giving us a new way of thinking about everything. But let's first discuss your role as a mindset life coach. Can you explain a little bit what it is and what led you to this journey? What led you on this path?
Absolutely. So I've lived my life for many, 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 many years in a way of struggle and in a way of fear and in a way of taking my purpose on this, you know, on this planet as a human being is sort of like a mediocre life. You know, it's like I came to this country from Poland with $200 in my pocket, one suitcase in my hand, knowing one person in New York with barely speaking English. And I just needed to make my living. I just, my whole focus was about finances and make life happen for myself to survive and then send some money back home and help my family. So for most of my life, I was stuck in the pattern of I have to survive and I have to help my family to survive. I was in a survival mode. I wasn't in a thriving mode. I was in a survival mode. And I lived in this pattern for so long that it became such a habit. I forgot. I didn't even notice that other options are possible until the structure had sort of crumbled around me. And I've noticed that nothing I do gives me real pleasure. That these jobs I'm doing because they're jobs for money. And, you know, here I am in my 40s. And I am not seeing myself in this life as someone who is satisfied and fulfilled and, you know, has gotten something out of this life that feels like it was worth it. And when 2020 happened and, you know, we needed to be sort of isolated from the world, I felt like it was my time, my chance to break that mold. And when I did, and when I worked on myself and when I transformed the way I think, the way I feel, the way I look at the world, the way I do my work, and I decided to go into the life coaching business, I've realized I have the key. I have the answer to all of these women out there who are doing this life because they feel like they have to be doing this life instead of living the life on their terms, loving the life they live. I know how to transfer from the point of being in a survival sort of struggling mode and stepping into the personal power of I am creating this life the way I want. And I see my patterns, I know them, and I know I have all the tools now to collapse the time for other people. I want to collapse the time for other women, the time of struggle, the time of uncertainty, the time of fear, the time of not knowing what to do with themselves, with this life, and find the passion. Is it a new job? Is it a new relationship? Is it a new hobby? Is it a new approach to having a family life, a new approach to seeing the world? There are so many ways we can upgrade life to feel grateful, to wake up with love and gratitude and this true appreciation of having this life. So it is, I feel the passion in my heart. I feel the passion in my soul. I feel the pain for all of these women, the pain I used to feel for so long myself. I feel the pain for everybody else that thinks that needs to feel this, to live this life, still, you know, being stuck in a sort of day-to-day grid, rather than creating something exciting and new and amazing, because we all have our magic. We all have the power within. We all do. We just need to open up ourselves up a little bit to it and allow the light to shine in and see the magic inside and really let yourself live on your terms. And that is my driving juice for doing what I do. And when I do this work, this is exactly how I feel. This is my life. This is how I wake up with this gratitude, with the love, with the smiles, with the, you know, with just, I can't wait. I can't wait. I wake up in the morning. I open my eyes. I do my routine of meditation, of journaling, of setting the day up. And I can't wait to make that difference. I can't wait to do my work. Now, what a difference this is for me. It's days and days and days of talking, actually, because I literally cured a neuropathic disease that I've had for years, that I've been through doctors and doctors and doctors over a 5-year period, asking why can't I feel my legs? Why can't I feel my skin? Why are my nerves dying? All the tests are showing the nerve damage, and no doctor is able to tell me the reason where the damage comes from. And after all of these years of trying that did nothing, when my disease was just progressing faster than I can even, you know, it was so frightening to get up in the morning and feel, you know, feel your skin basically disappearing, not being able to feel the touch, to feel all the crawling and ants and all kinds of sensations in your skin that just took all of your attention away from life, basically, to last year, where I was starting to work on myself and I let the love in. I accepted myself. I've transformed the way I feel, the way I look at myself, how I approach, you know, how I approach myself, you know, how I let myself live and be and love and just accept the person that I am and just be very authentic and truthful about everything in my life with people. My disease, my neuropathic disease, literally is walking away.
That's great. That's incredible.
It is. I can't even tell you how miraculous this feels, because I've even went to Mayo Clinic in search of answers. I had a wonderful friend of mine who went with me. I had another wonderful friend of mine who helped with the whole stay there, because everything is out of pocket when you go to places like Mayo Clinic out of state. So I've had such an incredible support, and I've stayed there a few days and I got all the same answers. There's nothing wrong with you. And yet, yes, there is the nerve damage. We can see it. We can test it, but there is nothing wrong with you. So I know now, from working in the past year on my feelings and emotions, I truly understood that the whole of life is energy, and feelings and emotions are also energy, and the past traumas are also energy. And if we don't process, if we don't do the uncomfortable work of going back, looking at the traumas, relieving them again, and letting them go, healing them, that energy will show up as a disease one way or another. And once you start healing the traumas, the emotional traumas of your body, and you let them release, literally release your physical body, you'll notice the difference in your physical state. So the difference in my body just over 1 year is miraculous. I can feel like I'm like a thawing ice, you know, like I've had this grip over my body over years ago, and with such nerve pain that I couldn't sleep for nights. I needed all kinds of help to just bear the pain. To today, when I barely feel anything in my skin, I can't remember the last time I had pain. And I'm not taking any medication at all for over a year now.
So that's great.
Right? So this is what I know what's available. This is what I know it's possible. This is what I know. This is the power that we have. This is the power of working, the inner work, the going back to your feelings and emotions, you know, just to letting go of the past. We love to live in the past because the brain has a negative bias and it loves to remember things from the past, because that's to the brain that is coded as a familiar. Therefore, the brain understands that as safe, even though those experiences from the past might have nothing to do with safety. And, you know, for that reason, for example, a lot of women will go to abusive relationships after having abusive parents, right? Because we understand, the brain understands the logistics behind what happens when you being in certain state. You've learned how to handle it, and we are prone to that. We don't have to do it, though. We don't have to, right? There are other ways. Yes, it is uncomfortable and it is difficult to do the healing work, to go back to your past, to talk about what happened, but it's a temporary moment for a long term of absolutely beautiful, blissful life after that. So the choice is always yours, right? We can choose to live in the past and suffer, and we can choose to let go of it and create something new. I've held traumas from my from my childhood, from my parents, from generations past, that I didn't even remember. I couldn't, you know, it wasn't even in my consideration. And when I started looking one by one by one, I was shocked how much stuff I was coded in my subconscious, was coded in my brain, and how much I was able to get out, and how much of it had changed entirely the way I feel today, including physically. So we can heal ourselves from a lot of diseases, because again, life is energy. Feelings, emotions are energy. Thoughts are energy. Everything we do is energy. And we can be creators of that energy. We don't have to be the victims of it. We can be the creators of it. And when we step into that power, there is nothing that we cannot do.
Nothing.
So mindset, actually the definition of what mindset is the established set of attitudes set by someone and held by someone. I know we hear the word mindset pretty often nowadays, and it's an important one in the times of struggle. But when you really just listen to this, and I'm going to say it again, the established set of attitudes held by someone, it makes this, you know, this difficulty of what to do with your mind and your mindset, I feel like it makes it a little easier and a little less complicated when you actually focus on that description, this definition. What mindset truly is the set of beliefs that we've accumulated all throughout lifetime. Growing up, you know, I think it's the age that it starts to be super important. It's about 3 or 4 when we start remember feelings, because our life is really made of a bunch of feelings and emotions. We will not remember oftentimes the faces, the situations, the moments, but we will always remember how they made us feel. So all those beliefs of how something makes us feel or someone makes us feel, we take sort of as for granted as part of us, instead of just looking back and seeing the past, as a written book for us by all other people that were crossing our path. And what gives us, for the mindset work, what I understood, the power of changing all these written stories in a past, how the mindset work contributes to changing all these stories, to rewriting the stories that happened in the past that we were not truly the only players of, and rewrite that into a powerful moment and a powerful memory, a powerful situation for us to start with today, because we are the main characters of our own book or our own movie. Everybody else is just a secondary character, and we give most of the power to many of our secondary characters. And parents, grandparents, teachers are all secondary characters in our stories. So taking the power over of our own stories by training the mindset in a way of owning what happened, how it happened, and how we want it to happen going forward from now, to me, it's the key to transform and change the entire life and every aspect of life if we want to. And I know it's possible. It's a lot to say about the mindset, so I keep talking.
I love that, though. I love that everyone else is a character, is a secondary character in your mind, and we have to remember that we need to put ourselves first, and we don't always do that.
Yes, absolutely. For the most part, particularly when we come from families and situations where we had to deal with very strong characters, right, as in our parents or whoever the caretaker was, or if, you know, the child who was troublesome in some ways, it's very hard to find the strength in our own mind, in our own mindset, because we will be in a place of feeling like we need to be depending on somebody else, because there was always somebody so strong in our past that didn't let us to take control of our own decisions and our own in our own life for our own individual responsibility. So relearning that responsibility and staying with that integrity for ourselves, it's a process, but it's a very, very rewarding process for that.
Well, you really have a great handle on how to help someone through that because you know the ins and outs, and that's always a great start. But besides working with a fabulous person like yourself, what do people get from working with you? What is your method of coaching, and what makes it different working with you versus working with someone else?
So coaching is a very interesting profession because it's truly based on helping people based on what you've been through, what you've lived through, and what you truly understand, like you say, the ins and outs of. So the way I love to work with clients is to really bring the alignment into the light of day, meaning I do start with the mindset because I truly believe that the mindset work helps rewriting the stories. You know, we from the past that might be too overwhelming in some ways, sometimes where we don't really come with the sense of power, owning our own lives and stories, we can step into the power of having the full responsibility for our life. And that's for the mindset work. But I, with my transformation and my growth, I truly understood the even bigger power and a stronger pull of alignment, of understanding how the mind is connected to the heart work, to the heart, and how the heart is connected to the intuition of the gut, and how all the parts are really aligning with the soul of the person that we are, and what is the deepest meaning of this life for us, what is the drive that we feel that we want to do, how are we connected with other people, how do we want to be showing up for other people and in this world as human beings. And all this work on the outside always and always has to start within. So first and foremost, we have to find the connection with ourselves. We have to learn the relationship with ourselves. And oftentimes, you know, in our culture where people are in a mode of go, go, go and do and have, you know, a few jobs and have families, there is no time and it's hard to remember, you know, about you. We want to be, you know, we want to be responsible for everybody else. And then what happens is we collapse at certain point of time for overexhaustion because there is never time to fill my cup. If I don't learn what does it mean for me to fill my cup, how does that need to happen? When is the best time for me to do this? Why do I need to do this? And how am I going to get myself to the place of feeling balanced, feeling full, feeling happy, having the fulfillment of life? If we can't figure this out for ourselves, it's very hard to help other people to do that. So as mothers, as you know, as parents, we have this responsibility to start with ourselves so we can teach our children. As teachers and professionals and anyone who we deal with, that whatever profession that we are doing that helps other people in whatever growth, whatever stages of growth, if we don't understand how that growth and transformation works for us and what how to embody it, then it will be very hard for us to teach others and show others. So to have this balance and this healthy dynamic and know how to do healthy boundaries in life in order for us to find balance, we need to understand and know how to draw the boundaries and be okay with that.
And when people are working with you, they're getting someone that has that tremendous understanding and that heart in making sure that they are getting the goals that they want to achieve as well from the coaching.
Absolutely. So I don't know if you're familiar with the human design system. it's a combination of astrology and Kabbalah and chakra system. It's combined into one sort of source for knowledge about the person's character and the abilities and sort of natural presets of how we are born. So it's super interesting. And I draw charts for all of my clients because we all see the value of understanding the sort of like the fabric of what we are made of. So we know how to communicate and how to communicate with the world and what are the natural predispositions for each one of us. So for me, for example, I'm a projector in that system, and that's one general group. But for projectors, the most important part is to connect with others through seeing their lives and through seeing their problems and issues for them, and to be able to shine the light on that and to make this journey in this, you know, in this life, in this world, a little easier. So I am this projector, and I'm really so grateful for that, because, you know, it connects me with people and it really helps me to see and understand who am I talking to almost immediately, and knowing how to help and seeing the parts that might need a little more connecting with. You know, some people are very into their thinking, right? Some people are just locked in their heads with just trying to understand and comprehend the world from every aspect of it. And they don't understand that it's hard to make a decision just based on that, because the heart and the desires are not being even included in that process. Then there are other people that are just daydreamers. And they just wish for everything to happen miraculously without having a plan and without having a system. So then we need to put the balance on, you know, how does that rationally work for you in your life and, you know, in your work and the goals that you have for yourself that you want to achieve. So obviously everybody is different, but having this natural ability to see people, sort of see people through, and being able to help them that way makes it easier for me, but also that much more exciting. And having gone through the process of transformation in the last year, several times, I have to say, it's not just several times. I've worked through many people. I've had many different coaches myself. And I've realized the immense value of doing the inner work. Because by myself, and I know people in my life are telling me this actually, that see the difference. I see myself and I feel myself transitioned from someone who was living in constant fear, who was afraid to take big, bold moves for the very the important decisions in my life. And for that, because of that, I made a lot of mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes that I could have avoided had I known myself the way I do today. So today, even though I'm standing, you know, between the worlds of safety and security and this, you know, excitement of the unknown, what's going to happen from now on, I am calm, I'm composed, I'm focused, I understand what I need to do. There is no panic within me. There is no sense of rush in a way of, you know, having this kind of like the sick feeling under your skin, you know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm freaking out. There is no freaking out. I know I have my methods. I have my techniques. I work on my mindset every day. I do my meditation every day. I do my affirmations every day. I set my goals down on paper every day. And I go with the plan, trusting that I can do this, that I've got this.
You practice what you preach.
You practice what you preach. And that's the only way to word this work.
So what does a session with you entail, and what do you hope that people will take away from having a session with you?
That's a beautiful question. So not every session is the same. And depending if it's a first time session or it's a first week session or month session or a session after a few months, when I start with a client, the work goes on for a few months because the transformation work is impossible to achieve overnight. Some people also are faster into implementing the work into the real life, and some people need a little more time. None of it is right, none of it is wrong. It's just the individual timing for everybody. So it depends on what we are working on also. Everybody is individual and comes with individual goals. Some people would like to have their confidence built in a workspace. Some people need help with relationships because they can't find the communication. So we do emotional intelligence work. Some people need a little more structure in life. They can't find themselves finish what they started. And they're frustrated for not getting where they want in life. So then we work on more of the structures and on the mindset, you know, what is holding you back from getting you what you want. So truly every session is different, but each session does include an in-depth conversation on the issue at hand, me introducing a technique to that would help dealing with whatever issue is at hand. And then we practice the technique. And then the client always leaves with homework to do, because coaching is very much focused on action, on having you actually implement everything that we work on during the session in the real life. So it's not just a conversation. So each session has to include this. And my hope is for every time is that people actually trust me enough to open up, that clients have the comfort to be with me for whatever duration of time it is, and trust in our work together, and open up and find themselves in the place of vulnerability where magic happens. And it is not an easy place to be for many people. It's hard for many people to open up. Many people are in a way of, you know, I just am not happy. And when you ask them why, they can't answer this question. I don't know. The answer is, I don't know. So would you like to talk about this more? And when we go into the in-depth conversation, question by question by question, and there is trust established and people get into the place of opening up into their own vulnerability, that's when the magic starts happening. And that's when the real connection is. And that's when I'm able to shine the light where the dark spot is. I'm not there to tell people what to do. I'm there to show people what they can do on their own.
And to help them establish a certain place where they need to be. Like you said, if they don't know that, they don't know why they're not happy. They just know that they aren't. But through a process, you gain their trust. You build a foundation. You build a trust and help them get to the bottom of whatever it is that seems to be making them unhappy, or whatever their feelings are or the situation is.
Absolutely. Because the truth is, we all have the answers.
Within us.
Within us.
I know that you have been busy within the past year building your business. So what are some ways that you have kept productive and motivated within this past year?
Well, I've done so many things within the past year. Let me pick the top, two or three maybe. First of all, I hired coaches to coach me, and I've researched top coaches in the industry so I could follow and learn from free masterclasses, paid courses that they were doing, to be also surrounded by other people asking questions just as I was. Because to me, you know, the best learning ground is life itself and connection to other people. So I truly spent a ton of time, and two people that stand out that I absolutely learned and I'm still learning from is Melanie Ann Layer, a young lady from Canada who is absolutely incredible in the way of her awareness and her intelligence and her people understanding and feelings and emotions feel of understanding. It's another level. It's another level. And she's one inspiring hundreds of thousands at this time of other women out there. Another coach I worked with was Elise Kraft, who really started the transformation work for me. And when you are on the transformation train, I call that for myself, I'm on a transformation train ever since that time, you understand that it's very hard to connect to other parts of life because it is all fully encompassing, all of your senses. You notice yourself being a different person. You notice yourself growing and changing perspective. You notice yourself interacting with people in a different way. You notice your own growth. And then there's also a lot of reading that goes on. One of the books that was really made a huge impression on me was Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, which meant so much more to me during this time, because also meditation started to be a huge part of my life. Guided meditation, silent meditation, short and long, people, you know, who I sort of connected with most, who was resonating with me the most. So having done all this work, plus then learning the business side of business, because I was not a business person before. I worked in the administration part of very, very small businesses. So I do not have an experience of making my own business outside of just learning and how to do it all by my own. So there was a lot to learn from all kinds of different people. Another coach that I was sort of addicted to during the last year was Tony Robbins. And I feel that name is probably the most known name in the coaching world for most of the people out there too. And rightfully so, the man is an absolute genius in understanding a human mind and being able to work with it. So I've been through 5 different courses with Tony Robbins within the last 12 months. And I've also signed up for the next part of it, for the next level, which is the leadership, where I'm going to hone my skills as a coach even more. So there is so much going on. I wake up every day and I need to pick and choose what am I doing every day for me? What am I doing every day for my clients? And what am I doing every day for other people out there? Because I really want to have this pan vision in my life now, you know, which is also transitioned from how I used to be, you know, just focus on my own fears and on my own life and on my own bills and on my own small kind of universe around me, into the universe of I'm a part of all of the communities around me. And it is my choice who I give to. And it is my choice to be giving every single day to someone, somehow, somewhere, contributing. So the post, for example, that I give on all kinds of social media, you know, I don't look at it as me trying to just get customers and just, you know, advertise myself as my business. I truly, truly see the post as my contribution for people out there, for someone who needs to see a message. And I do have one story to share with you now about this, because it is still blowing my mind and I still get chills all over myself, because in my very, very early stages of, you know, trying to act as a coach on the social media, and for anyone who started something new for the first time, who's pivoted life into a different direction and started a professional life from scratch, you will understand that having this syndrome of not being good enough, of who the hell am I, you know, that I'm going to just all of a sudden show up as somebody else and expect people to take me seriously and read my messages without, I don't know, some kind of misbelief that I actually know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It's like this imposter syndrome. It's the imposter syndrome like 100%. So I was very reluctantly showing up on social media as a life coach. So a few months after that, I've connected via this one small group with someone who I'm friends with for a while. And she texts me on my phone and she says, I have to talk to you about something. So we got on the phone and she says, you know, this one beautiful young woman from Nigeria who is a part of this group. I said, yes, I do know her. I remember her. She said, well, I talked to her personally. I exchanged messages with her. I asked her, how does she know you? And so hear what she had to say. She said that some months ago, she was actually very much set on committing a suicide. And it was the third time that she's trying to do that. And the third time she said she was determined. And she bought some liquid poison. And the last of the straw of, you know, looking for an excuse to live, because, you know, let's face it, we all do want one, right? And when we can't find an excuse to live, that's why we feel like life has to end. And this beautiful 20-something gorgeous young woman was seriously considering a suicide. And for whatever reason, my post showed up on her Facebook wall. And it had something to say about life, something to say about never giving up, that there is another way to try something for the first time. And she stopped to listen, and she stopped to read, and she stopped to think. And that post changed her mind. And she decided not to drink the poison.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
you never know.
How you affect people, who you affect, in which way. And if you have something to say, and if you feel like it's coming from your heart and it's coming from your soul and you're connecting to what you do, which is exactly how I feel about this coaching work. It's not coming from my brain. It's coming from my heart. It's coming from my soul. I know it's my purpose. I know I'm made to do this work with people. So when you question yourself, when you doubt yourself, and you have this confirmation coming from you back from the universe, you don't stop. You know that every word you send out can make a difference somewhere to someone, and you must give the message. It's not a choice anymore. It's a must, because that's what we are here for. We all have some kind of purpose. So don't doubt your purpose. Don't question it. Just go with it. Work for it. Be it. Live it. Believe in it. Believe in yourself. I get to talk to this young, beautiful woman. You know, we had a conversation on WhatsApp. She asked me to be her mentor. We cried, we laughed. We sort of have, you know, exchanging messages ever since. She went back to school. She finished a university now. I mean, it's just an incredible, incredible story of what one life can do to another life. So this is what I hope to get from my coaching. I hope to get those incredible winning life stories and messages.
You have just really summed up exactly the message that I really like to get out there about my podcast, just being a mentor, being a role model, being a lifeline to someone. And it only takes that one person. And that person that you saved, you know, we don't know what pleasures and what life that person has going forward in their life. And this is just so awesome and so amazing. You are a great mentor. You have this career, this coaching, and it's already touching people. You're not even really a year old. You're like a baby. You're still in the crib with your business. And look what an impact you've made already.
Thank you so much. I like I said, I truly have chills every time I think of her, every time I see her beautiful smile. I want her to understand that it's not only that I was able to help her somehow, but she's also helping other people out there, people like her, people that have doubts about life and a purpose and a reason. Because after, you know, this episode, she also started helping this, I don't remember, 6 or 7 year old boy that she knew that didn't have parents, didn't have much help. She started financially helping that boy. She went back to school. She started the university. She found herself work. Her life really blossomed. And I need her to understand that she is a role model for so many young people out there, that it could be her contribution to the world, just as much as I feel this was my contribution to the world. And quite frankly, I'll be completely honest, and it's not that that's my goal, but if my life coaching business was only and only about just making this one difference in a world by saving her life, now that's a huge enough, you know, reason for me to do this.
You can fold up tent because you've saved that one life, and that's an incredible life, because we don't know what kind of journey. She's already on this path, and you saved her she was saved by you just to complete her journey. And her journey is just beginning.
Exactly. This is why I see so much power and so much value and so much really humanity in this work. When you connect with people through your entire being, with your heart, with your soul, and you get what you help them see, you help them understand what's the best in them that they can thrive on and they can live with for the rest of their lives. Now that's the juice. That's my why. You know, I've made many mistakes in my past life, and I don't know which one of those mistakes brought me to the point that I did not get to be a mother, even though I was. I did have pregnancies, but I didn't end up being a mother. I feel like I have this tremendous resource within me, you know, this tremendous love and compassion and this tremendous just feel for people, the empathy for what everybody is going through. I've been through so much. I lost a 5-month pregnancy and other pregnancies. I've been through divorce. I've lost both parents within a few months of each other. I've lost my, you know, all of my finances basically overnight some years back. I've been through so many struggles in life, and I've always had this understanding that I always had this push within me inside saying, this is not yet what you made for. You need to keep going, and you can and you will. You can get up and you can make something happen out of nothing, because there is something else for you out there, and you need to go and meet it. You need to go and face it.
And here you are inspiring everyone to do just that.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope that I can inspire as many people as possible. So don't sit at home thinking your life is over. Life is never over until you decide it's over. So decide that you do everything and anything, because anything is possible. Decide that you've got this.
You've got this. That's key. Well, I was going to ask you for words of wisdom, and I still want to hear what you have to say about that. I was going to ask what inspires you now, but you've told an amazing, beautiful story. So I think that we're all inspired and mind blown from that. But are there any words of wisdom that you would like to leave? Before that, I'm going to put everything in the show notes. I'm going to put all your links, but just quickly, how can they reach you? Because you're every place. So what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Thank you so much for asking. The best way really is just try my name on any social media and it will come up. So I do have a landing page, and I have shortcuts to click on the landing page in my bios on Instagram, in my bio on LinkedIn. It's easy to find.
I'll include all the links that Beata has in the show notes. But before we leave, some words of wisdom for us.
Ooh, words of wisdom. Never stop believing in yourself. Never stop learning. Keep evolving. Keep walking. Keep smiling. Keep believing. Keep praying whatever prayers that you want, that you believe in, that work for you. I believe in higher powers. Call it God. Call it universe, call it the source, whatever you want to call it. connect with that, with your heart and with your soul, and keep the conversation going with what are you, who are you, who are you here to be? Don't stop the search, because that's where fulfillment is. It works for people around you, and it serves the greater good.
Wow, that's great. That's such a great way to end our time, Beata. This was such a pleasure having you here. So many inspirational moments, and I'm so glad to know you. You are amazing, and I wish you much success in your business. Again, everything is going to be in the show notes for people that want to be in contact with Beata. Thank you so much.
It is my pleasure. I'm extremely grateful to be a part of this show and answer all these wonderful questions and be in the conversation with you. Gratitude is huge, and I hope you're feeling it right now, because it's coming your way, and it's to everybody out there for listening to us and staying with us and giving us a little bit of time out of their busy lives. I truly appreciate every single one of you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, checking out the podcast. Thank you for inviting me into your space. And until next time, I hope you will continue to thrive, grow, and be kind to yourselves and be kind to others.